Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah daf Lamed Aleph. We're holding all the way back on daf Lamed Amid Beis at the two dots on the top of daf Lamed Amid Beis, on the second line of daf Lamed Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored anonymously in honor of the warmth and ruach of BKNW. That makes it one of the things I really miss when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. So we miss you too, Anonymous, and we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss the following topics on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. First, we're going to talk about the Gemara is going to talk about Machlokas, whether when we say that we stop for the Dalet Parshios, what do we stop? Do we stop the regular Kriyas HaTorah that we do every Shabbos, the Parshas HaShavua, or do we only stop the regular Haftorahs that we normally do and read a special Haftorah? The Gemara discusses how it's not possible to read in Yonah D'Yoma at Shachris of Atainis, because Shachris of Atainis is dedicated for being mefashish b'maaseinu, to be bodik b'maaseinu, to see how we should do tshuva, and therefore the readings are really meant for mincha of Atainis. On Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Mishnah is just going to go through the list of the Kriyas HaTorah for different days of the year. What do we lane on the different Yom Tovim, on the different special days of the year? Then the Brisa is going to list all of the Haftorahs for the special days, and the Kriyas HaTorah for the Yom Tov Shenis, because the Mishnah in Eretz Yisrael didn't talk about what the Kriyas HaTorah should be for Yom Tov Shenis Shel Galios. So the Braisa is going to elaborate on that. And then the Gemara is going to tell us the concept that Kol Mokum Sha'atamotzei Gvuroso Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Atamotzei Anvasnuso, that this is a message we find in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, that whenever we're told about the might and the power of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we find out Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the poor and unfortunate. And then the Gemara is going to bring various opinions of the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh Av, as well as for Tisha B'Av. On Lamed Aleph, Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about reading the Parshios of the Karbanos, and how that's the equivalent of bringing the Karbanos, Bizman Azeh. We probably will not get past that today, or even up to that today. So let's begin on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, and again we're at the very top at the two dots where the we had said Bechamishis Chozin LeKesidron, that on the fifth week after we've read the Dalet Parshios, we then go back to our normal schedule. So the Seder Mai, what do you mean Seder of what? What normal schedule after we finish the four Parshios? So Rabbi Ami Amar the Seder Parshios UChozer, that we actually took a break from the regular Parshios HaShavua for the Dalet Parshios, and then we go back to the regular Parshios HaShavua after the Dalet Parshios are over. Whereas Rabbi Yirmi Amar the Seder Haftorahs UChozer, no, even on the Dalet Parshios, we read a regular Parshios HaShavua. It's just that we add a special maftir and a special haftorah. So that's all we mean, that we go back to the regular haftorahs after the Dalet Parshios are over. But certainly the Parshas HaShavua remains the same throughout. So that is the machlokas between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yirmiya. Do we skip the Parshas HaShavua when it comes to the Dalet Parshios? So Amar Abaye Kavase de Rabbi Ami Mistavra, that what Rabbi Ami said, that we go back to the Seder Parshios, and we actually skip the Parshas HaShavua during the Dalet Parshios is most mistaver d'tanan, because the Mishnah said l'kol mafsikin, for all the different Yom Tovim, we don't read the normal Parshas HaShavua, and instead we read Me'ena Ma'ora, we read something that relates to that day, l'Rosh Chodashim, l'Chanukah, l'Purim, l'Tanios, l'Ma'amados, u'l'Yom HaKippurim. So Abaye says, well, wait a second, Bishlam l'mandi amar l'Seder Parshios u'chozer, if you understand that what we're talking about over here is going back to regular Kriyas HaTorah, Hainu De'ika Parsha B'chol, then it makes sense that by Tainios and Ma'amados, which by definition are on weekdays, we're discussing how we alter things and we do things differently, that we skipped the normal weekday laning, because there is a regular Seder Parshios on weekdays. On Monday and Thursday, we actually lane from the Torah from that week's Parsha Shavua. So I understand, you need to tell me, oh, but if it's a Tainis on that Monday, if it's a Maimid on that Monday, so then we're not doing the regular Seder Parshios. But if you say that the whole discussion is not about the Seder Parshios, it's only about the Seder Haftoros, and that we skip the normal Seder Haftoros, well, Haftorah b'chol mi'ika, there is no Haftorah on a weekday. So what does that mean? How could we be talking about skipping the regular Seder if it's only talking about Haftoros and we're talking even about a weekday? So it must be that Rabbi Ami is correct, that the Seder Parshios u'chozer v'idach, and Rabbi Yirmiyah would respond. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that the Seder Haftoros u'chozer, but the Kriyas HaTorah always remains consistent, that you read the regular Parshas HaShavua. How is he going to explain the Mishnah that said that even for Tainios and for Ma'amados from Mavsikin, that Tainios and Ma'amados are only on weekdays? Weekdays don't have Haftoros. So HaKadisa, V'HaKadisa, Enochinami, on a weekday where there's no Kriyas HaTorah, there's only Kriyas HaTorah, so then the Kriyas HaTorah is pushed out of the way in honor of the special Kriya for the Mo'ados. And that's true when it comes to Tainios and when it comes to Ma'amados, but on Shabbos, where there's a Haftorah as well, so we don't push away the whole Kriyas HaTorah, we only push away the regular Haftorah. So whatever there is to push away, so that's what we do on the weekdays. So based on what we're saying, the Sheet of Rabbi Yirmiyah is that Kriyas HaTorah is not Nidcheis based on the Mo'ados and the Ma'amados and the Tanios, unless there's no other way, unless that's the only thing that there is to push away, because you have to do, you have to read the Kriyas HaTorah of the Tainios, you have to read the Kriyas HaTorah of the Ma'amados, so you have no other choice but to skip the Kriyas HaTorah of the regular Monday and Thursday. So that's why in Shabbos, where there is another way, you could just alter the Haftorah, so we're not going to push away the Kriyas HaTorah. So says Gemara, but wait, on a weekday Tainios, is there really no other way? Ubetanios, lama liavsaka, on a fast day, why do we have to be docha the Kriyas HaTorah for the Kriyas HaTainis? Likri mitzafra binyana diyoma u'mincha b'tanisa. Why don't we read the regular Parshas HaShavua in the morning of the Tainis, and at mincha you're going to do a Kriyas HaTorah anyway at mincha b'tanis? That's when you should read the special Kriyas HaTorah of the Tainis. Why do we have to push away the regular Kriyas HaTorah of that week? So says the Gemara, if they would have done Kriyas HaTorah b'shachros of the Tainis, then in a chinami, that would have been a possibility. But we can't do Kriyas HaTorah in Shachros of Atainis. Misayel el Rafuna, Dam Rafuna, Mitzafra Kinufia, that the avoda of the day on Shachros of Atainis is to gather all the people of the city together and to do a cheshbon nefesh to see if they have any particular averos that they've been violating and to try to prevent themselves from further violating that averos. So they don't have time for Kriyas HaTorah of Shachros of a fast day. The Achronim raised the question that if they gather together to be bodek their actions, that's dafka by a tainus of atzirus geshamim, where they need to be bodek. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bringing rain? But how's Rabbi Yirmiyah going to explain the reason that we're mafsik on ma'amados? The tainus of ma'amados is only just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel the karbonos beratzon. It has nothing to do, we haven't done anything wrong. Ma'amados is like a set schedule. It's not an indication of any wrongdoing. So the Achronim work on that question of what kind of cheshbon and nefesh is necessary in honor of the Ma'amados. A further question that the Rishonim already work on, the Ran in Maseches Tainis says, well, wait a second, how does this correspond to what we actually do? Meaning the Gemara is telling us that there's no time for Kriyas HaTorah in the morning of a Tainis. If there were time, then in Echnami it would be the Parsha Shavua if it were a Monday or Thursday. Our minig is that there's no gathering together in Cheshbon and Nefesh, so why don't we read both by Shachos and by Mincha? Why do we read rather both by Shachris and by Mincha the Vayichal, which is the Kriyas HaTainis, and the Shachris? We should have read the Parsha Shavua. So the Ran quotes that Rav Paltigon writes that Tainis of Shein V'Chamishi, you do read the Parsha Shavua in the morning, and it's only by Mincha that you read Bishal Tainis. That's what Rav Paltigon says. However, the Ran says that our minhag is not that way. So he says it must be because the Kadmonim were Mesakein being Mafsik for the Tainis, so it took away the entire Chiyuv of reading the Parsha Shavua when the Tainis came. So when we reinstituted the Mincha of Kriyas HaTorah, we couldn't go against the Takana not to read the Parsha Shavua, so we just read again the Parsha of the Tainis. So says Gemara, Hechi Avdinan, what would they do on a Tainis? What was the schedule of the day on a Tainis? So Amar Abaye, Mitzafra Lepalged Yoma from Shachris until Chatzos Hayom, Ma'inim B'mili D'masa. That's where the Bezin and the Zakenim would sit together in the Shul and they would analyze and assess the behaviors of the people of the city, and they would try to prevent people from doing averos and take away any of the normal mechsholos for averos, and they'd give musar and they would tell people to stop doing averos. Mipalgi diyom lepanya from river diyom akaru maftari from chatzos hayom until one quarter further into the day, three quarters into the day, they would read from the Torah and they would be maftir. River diyoma bo rachmi, and then the last quarter of the day they would daven. They would daven mincha and they would daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu should forgive them, and they would say vidui shenemar, because Pasuk says veyikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem revius hayom revius misvadim mustachvim, that they would do a kriyas Torah for revius hayom, and for revius hayom they'd be misvada, they'd be mishtachave. Ve'epachanos says Gemara, okay, it says that there's a quarter of the day for each of them, but maybe at the beginning of the day they should read from the Torah and daven, and then the second half of the day they should be ma'ayin b'mili, you know, they should look into what sorts of averos they need to fix. Says Malo Sal Kadaitach, you can't say that because the chsiv, the pasuk says va'ali asu kolcharad ve'elaye asu kolcharad b'divrei Elokei Yisrael al me al hagola v'ani yoshe mishomim al mincha se'erev uksiv u'mincha se'erev kamti mita'anisi, that this is the pasuk after Ezra Sofer came back to Yerushalayim. They told him that there were many Jewish people that took nashim nachrios, that had married non-Jewish women. When Ezra HaSofer heard that, he did a kriya, he tore kriya, and he sat, and he was mishomim al mincha se'erev, ube mincha se'erev kamti mitanisi, and mincha se'erev, he got up from his fast, ube kari bigdi umi'ili ve'echra al birkai ve'efra sakapi el Hashem Elokai, he started to pour out his heart to Hashem, ve'omer Elokai boshti v'nechlamti l'harem Elokai panai elecha, ki avonoseinu rovu l'mal rosh v'ashmoseinu gada ad l'shamayim. The Pesukim in Ezra described this passionate, heartfelt tefillah that Ezra offered at that time, that how do we even have the chutzpah to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu after doing such averos? So you see that in the evening, that's the time that he was davening, that's the time that he was mevakish rachamim lifnei Hashem, and that's why Abaye takes the pasuk that talks about the two rivei ayom, the two quarters of the day of kriyas haTorah and tefillah, and says it must be in the second half of the day, because that's when Ezra did it, in the second half of the day, not in the first half of the day. Okay, so now this Mishnah is going to just go through the kriyas haTorah that we read throughout all the Yom Tovim and all the Mo'ados. It's only going to tell us one kriya that's me'inyan ayom, but the our minhag is not just to do one. Our minhag is that whenever we have a Yom Tov, we take out two Sifrei Torah and we read one me'inyan ayom following along what the Mishnah says, and the other one we read is from the Karbanos ayom. We read from the carbon that's brought for that particular day. So Tosfos over here notes that we do something extra that the Mishnah doesn't mention. So where does that come from? To have another Sefer Torah that we're going to read the Karbanos Hayom. So Tosfos writes, "V'hash anu ma'amidin Sefer Torah shniya b'mo'ados v'korim b'Karbanos Hayom lo matzimu smach b'talmud." It doesn't appear in the Gemara. Ach b'seder of Amram yeshna, but it does appear in the Seder of Amram. So it comes from the Gaonim. Uksas yish smach l'davar, and he says, "I'll tell you the basis for it." Tamar l'kaman, because we're going to have later in today's daf, which we'll probably learn tomorrow, that Amar Avram v'nei Kodesh Baruch Hu ribono shalom Amar l'Kodesh Baruch Hu k'var tekad l'm seder karbon is kolz manch karen behen, that we see in the Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara says Avram Avinu says to Kodesh Baruch Hu v'mei eda ki rishena, how do I know my children are going to be zocha to Eretz Yisrael and that they'll be okay? Kodesh Baruch Hu says in the zuchus of karbonos, Avram Avinu says, and what about when there are no karbonos? Hashem says, well, you read the parshios of karbonos. So as a fulfillment of that, on the seder Moados, we read the Parshios HaKarbanos, even though the Mishnah and the Gemara doesn't mention that that's what you're supposed to do. So again, our Mishnah is just going to be focused on the primary Kriyas HaTorah of each and every Yom Tov, and not on the Karbanos. So, BePesach Korin, on the first day of Pesach, we read BeParsh Moados Shel Toras Kohanim, the Parsh Moados that appears in Chumash VaYikra, meaning Sharu Kesav O'Ez Ki Valeid until VaYedaber Moshe Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. But Tzeres on Shavuos, we read in Chumash Devarim Shiva Shavuos, BeRosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah BaChodesh Hashvi BeEchal HaChodesh, which is in Sefer VaYikra, BeYom HaKippurim Achremos, we read Parsh Achremos because it goes through the Seder Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. Purim, so that makes sense. B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Korim B'Parshas Moados Shebetoras Kohanim. We read from Sharu Kesev until Vayedaber Moshe Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. And all the other days of Sukkot, but Karbanos, you read the Musafim of that day that appear in Parshas Pinchas. The Chanukah b'Nesiim. On Chanukah, they read the Parshas Karbanos and Nesiim at the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach, because the Gemar Melech Samishkan was on Chafei Kislev. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tafresh Pei Dalet Tziv Katan Aleph, that that's why we dafka read about the Nesiim of the Chanukah Samizbeach on Chanukah, even though obviously what we're reading about in the Torah is not the Chanukah story that happened much, much later, but on Chafei Kislev, the Gemar Melech Samishkan was also on Chafei Kislev, and in the days of Antiochus, where they were Metami the Heichal, they did a Chanukah Samizbeach for those 8 days in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Berurah adds that the Medrash says that the Melech Samishkan was completed on Chafei Kislev, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for the Hakama Samishkan until Nisan, which is the month that Yitzchak was born. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Alay L'Shalim L'Kislev. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I owe one to Kislev, because the Hakama Samishkan should have happened in Kislev. That's when the Melech Samishkan was finished. And yet Hashem waited to do the Hakama Samishkan until Nisan. So he paid it back in the Chanukah space Chashmonai. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid it back. So we read about the Chanukah HaMizbeach of the Nesiim at on Chanukah. But Purim Vayava Amalek, for obvious reasons, on Purim we read about Vayava Amalek because Haman was from Zera Amalek. Parashe Chadashim uBarashe Chad Shechem. On Rosh Chodesh we read about the Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. B'Ma'amados, the Anshei Maimid read B'Maisa Bereishis. Each of the day of the week they would read B'Maisa Bereishis for that day. Meaning on the first day Bereishis and Yehirakiah, on the second day Yehirakiah and Yikavu Amayim, on the third day Yikavu Amayim Yehima'oros, until Yom Shishi where they would say Totze Aretz and Vayechulu. B'Tainios, and Tainios that there were goes on the Tzibur because of certain sorrows that happened, like if there was a Dever or anything like some sort of plague or something like that, so they would read Brachos and Klalos, they would read the Tochacha that appears in Parshas B'chukosai in order to let everybody know that it's because of Averus that we do that we suffer, and if we do Tshuva and we have a little bit of Achnas Aleh, we have a little bit of Anivus, we'll be saved from all of these sorrows that cause all of these problems. So once the Mishnah mentions that in Tainios you read the Parshas HaKlalos, the Mishnah tells us another din, that when you're reading the Klalos, when you're reading the Tochacha and B'chukosai, there's a halacha that ain't mafsik in B'klalos, that you're not mafsik in the Kriyas HaKlalos to split it among two different people. One person gets the Aliyah and you read straight through. You don't add an Aliyah in the middle of the Klalos. El Echad Koryas Kulan. One person reads it straight through. The reason we're not mechalik the Kriya of the Klalos into two Aliyos is because you don't want to say a bracha on Peranos. We don't say a bracha on bad things. So if we're going to split the parsha into two Aliyos, it turns out that the first Ola is going to say his bracha after laning in the middle of the Peranos, and the second Ola is going to say his bracha before laning on Peranos. So we'd rather not do that. The Taz in Orchaim Sim Tavchav Chasiv Katnei raises a question that we already had back on Tavchav Aleph, that was not the practice. The practice was not that every Ola would say a bracha before and after. That was not the way that they would do Kriyas HaTorah. It would be the Poseach and the Chosim B'Torah were the ones that Mavarik Lefaneu Lachra, respectively. The Kohen who got the first Aliyah would say the bracha Lefaneu, and whoever got the Yisrael that got the last Aliyah would say the bracha Lachra. So what does it mean that if that was the practice in the Zman HaMishnah, what's the concern over here about being Mafsik B'Klalos? You're not saying a bracha anyway. If the whole point is that you don't want to be Mavarik Al Peranos. So the Taz suggests that even B'Zman HaMishnah, it wasn't an absolute that you're not allowed to be Mevarich other than the Poseach and the Chosim, that none of the middle Aliyos are allowed to be Mevarich. It's just that everyone was permitted to be Somech on the Poseach and the Chosim, and they were not required to be Mevarich. But if someone wanted to, when he got his Aliyah, he was also allowed to be Mevarich. So since apparently it was already fairly common practice for people who got an Aliyah to go up and to say a bracha, so they already said that you're not allowed to be Mafsik B'Klalos because you don't want a bracha on Pranus. A big chiddush that the Taz is suggesting, that even though it just says the Poseach and the Chosim, that just means that it's a chiyuv on the Poseach and the Chosim, but everybody else has has a rishus to do so, and the stama many took that opportunity and did so. Now, in addition to the special kriyas haTorahs that we have on Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken that we should also read b'sheni b'chamishi and b'shachmas b'shabbos in addition to the Yom Tovim kriyas haTorahs. So Moshe, that was takaras Moshe Rabbeinu, so that we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. And then Ezra Sofer came and was mesaken that it has to be 3 aliyos, and each of them have to read a minimum of 3 psukim. And Ezra Sofer was also mesaken that we should lean again at mincha because of the Yoshvei Kranos. So now b'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos b'mincha karen kesidron on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos we read from the Parshas Shavua wherever we stopped at Shachris the previous Shabbos. Ve'ein olam lahem min hacheshbon. But those kriyos don't move move us further downfield where we could then pick up the next Shabbos from wherever we left off on Thursday's kriya. No, the next Shabbos we go back and we start from the beginning again. We start from where we left off last Shabbos morning. How do I know that there's a mitzvah to read in every moed from the inyanei hamoed? Meaning this is going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Shnemar ve'daber Moshe smadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael mitzvosim shikorin kalechad vechad bizmano. That you see that pasuk says smadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah chazal darshin from that pasuk. There's a mitzvah that everyone should read from each moed. They should read something that relates to that moed. So that's a question. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? Meaning we said that when it comes to Sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos and mincha and Shabbos, those are clearly din d'rabbanan because we know who was mesaking them. It was Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, an early din d'rabbanan, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaking, was a rabbi also. He was an early rabbi, but that's also a din d'rabbanan. But then when we say that we quote a pasuk, Vaidab Moshe Smadeh Shem Leishol Bach Moadim, so that implies that it's a din d'oraisa. So the Taz and Simitov Reish Pei Sivkan Beis quotes from his father-in-law, quotes from the Bach, that Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yom Tov is d'oraisa because it's from Vayedaber Moshe. So that's what he writes in the name of the Bach. The Taz writes Dafka about Shabbos, but the Prima Gadim points out that it's that the Bach means Yom Tov also because it's based on our Mishnah. Prima Gadim, however, in his Hakdamah to Siman Kuf Lamed Hey about Kriyas HaTorah in Eish Lavram points out that from the Rif and the Rambam you get the impression that all of these Kriyas are only Midrabanan, and that's what the Poskim generally assume. I mean, we assume if you were to ask anybody with yeshiva education, when is there a Kriyas HaTorah Midaraisa? Parsha Zachar, maybe Parah, but definitely Zachar, maybe Parah. That's your Kriyas HaTorah Midaraisa. What do you mean? Maybe every single Yom Tov is a Kriyas HaTorah Midaraisa. Maybe every single Shabbos is a Kriyas HaTorah Midaraisa. So that's what the Prima Gadim says, that the impression you get is that it's not Doraisa. In Tur Yevan, he proves that it's only an Asmachta, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavdal and Mar Aleph, on Kiddush HaChodesh, Darshan's Apostle, by Dabri Moshe as Moadei Hashem, Mikan Sharosh Beizdin Omer Mekudosh. So then L'chor would be a stira between the Mishnahs, because over here we darshan this very same pasuk about Kriyas HaTorah b'Moados, and over there we darshan the pasuk about Kiddush HaChodesh. So which is it? Which din is the pasuk telling me? So it must be that the drasha in our Mishnah is not a real drasha, it's only an asmachta. And the raya is that we say Moshe tikin lem liyisol shiu darshan binyan l'shul yom. If we're a real drasha gemura, then it's not a takaras Moshe Rabbeinu. Then it's a drasha gemura. So it must be that they had a kabbalah that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking this, and they made an asmachta from the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe. And the Sifsei Chaim says, the raya is not necessarily a raya. The fact that we have another mission Rosh Hashanah and the darshan the same pasuk for a different din is not necessarily a raya that it's an asmachta over here, because it could be, the Sifsei Chaim points out, that in Rosh Hashanah the Ikar Drasha is from the beginning of the pasuk, Vayidaber Moshe Moadei Hashem. Over here the Ikar Drasha is the end of the pasuk, Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael, and that's why the Gemara quotes the only the beginning of the pasuk and not the end of the pasuk over there, and over here only the end of the pasuk and not the beginning of the pasuk. So it could be that's not necessarily a raya. Okay, so now says the Gemara, we went through the Kriyas HaTorahs of each and every Yom Tov, but what about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos? So the Brice is going to elaborate. It's going to tell us about the Haftorahs, and it's going to tell us about the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos Kriyas HaTorahs. So the Pesach Koran Parshas Moados, and Pesach they read the Parshas Moados in Sefer Vayikra, umaftirin b'Pesach Gilgal, and they're maftir about Pesach Gilgal. After Klal Yisrael went over the Yarden, they resided, they rested in Gilgal, they encamped in Gilgal, and at that time Hashem told Yoshua that they should give milos to all of Bnei Yisrael so that they could bring a Korban Pesach. So that description of the bris milos followed by the Korban Pesach that they were able to bring, that was Pesach Gilgal. Now that we have 2 days of Yom Tov because of Sfeikat Yoma, Yom Kama Pesach Gilgal, Machar Pesach Yoshiyahu. Then the first day we read Pesach Gilgal, and then the next day we read Pesach Yoshiyahu. After Yoshiyahu Melech removed all the bamos and the psalim from the Beis Hamikdash, he told the Klal Yisrael to make a Korban Pesach Kakasu B'Torah, like it says that you're supposed to in the Torah. So that's the Pesach Yoshiyahu that we're referring to. V'sharimos haPesach, and all of the days of Chalamoi Pesach, Melaket V'Korei, you have to get Mein Yonoshal Pesach. We gather together from all over the Torah little parshios about Pesach, and we read them on the different days of Chalamoi. We read different sections that relate to Pesach. So Maihi, what are these different sections that relate to Pesach? Where are these parshios that we read from? Samrav Papa, Ma'apo Simen. Simen is Mem Aleph Pei Vav. What's the Simen? That in Parshas Bo, there's Mishchu, Kchulicham, Tzolim, Mishpachosechem, V'shachtu HaPesach. So that's the Mem, is Mishchu. In Parshas Mishpatim, Im Kesef Talva Es Ami, that's the Aleph. In Parshas Kisis of Yom Rosh Moshe, Psolucha Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim, that's the Pei. And in Parshas Baaloscha, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe, V'yosu B'nei Yisrael Es HaPesach Mu'ado, and that's the Vav. Yom Tov Re'achron Shal Pesach, Korn Vayihi B'shalach, that's the only coincidence. On the last day of Pesach, we read Vayi b'shalach, because that's when Klal Yisrael sang Shira. Umaftirin by Vayidaber David, and the maftir is Vayidaber David. L'machar, and then on Yom Tov Sheni, which is Bizman Hazel, Chutzar, it's where we do 2 Yom Tovim, where we do 2 days of Yom Tov, Kol HaBachar, we read Kol HaBachar, and Umaftirin Od HaYom, and we are maftir Od HaYom B'Nov, Lamad Yinof of Yado, etc. Meaning when Sancheriv was with his armies in Nov, on his way to destroy Yerushalayim, he saw Yerushalayim and he laid his eyes on Yerushalayim for the first time. So he had heard a lot about this capital city, this amazing city of Yerushalayim, and he looked at it and he was not impressed. He was Heinif Yadu Begava. He waved his hand over Yerushalayim with a sense of gaiva. He says, this is what I got all my troops together for this tiny little place. This is what I got, this is what we've been agitating for. So he said, Linapa Alayla, let's sleep over here tonight. Tomorrow, everyone will take a rock and we'll throw it at Yerushalayim, we'll destroy Yerushalayim. So Alel Pesach was the downfall of Sancheriv. So that's why we read about that parsha of how Sancheriv spoke with gaiva toward Yerushalayim dafka on Pesach. Amra Baiva Ina No Galma Lemikri Meshach Torah Kiddush Bekasma Psalbim Minvar Shalich Bukhra. That's also a simen. Nowadays on Pesach we read based on a different simen, and the simen is as follows: Meshach is Mishchu Kchulechem in Shmosi Beis, Tura is Sharu Kesavayski Valeid, Kadesh is Kadesh Li Kol Bachar, Bekaspa is Im Kesef Tal Vezami, Psal is Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Psal Lecha Shnei Luchos Avanim, Bemidbara is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bemidbar Sinai, Vayasa Bnei Yisrael Pesach Mu'ado, Shalach is Vayihi B'Shalach Paru Es Ha'am, meaning the Shiras Hayam, and Bukhra is Kol Bachar Asher Yivaleid. So those are the series of Parshios that we read nowadays. So Ba'atzeres, then we said that on Shavuos, we read Shiva Shavuos, how we count 7 weeks till we celebrate Chag HaShavuos, Umaftirin B'Chabakuk, and we're maftir in the Navi Chabakuk, where it talks about Matan Torah. Acherim Omrim B'Chodesh HaShlishi. Others say that we read on Shavuos the parsha B'Chodesh HaShlishi, let's say Shmei Yisrael Meretz Yisrael, when they came to Midbar Sinai, where it talks about the receiving of the Torah at Har Sinai. Umaftirin B'Merkava, and the maftir is about the Merkava, because on that day. At that Maimid, they all received, at Maimid Har Sinai, all of Klal Yisrael had a Hiskalus HaNavuah, right? We said that they saw Kodesh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai at a very high level. That from Mikatneim Vad Goldayim, everyone heard Anochi and Lo Yi Elucha Mipi Agvura. So that's why we read the Maaser Merkava, which is the most lofty description of seeing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we read the Maaser Merkava to recall the sense that we all had of a little bit of nevuah by being able to hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Lo Yi Elucha Va'idna. And nowadays in Chutz Laretz, Dika Trei Yomi, where we have 2 days of Shavuos, Avdina Kitarvay, we do both of these things, but we do it in reverse order. On the first day, we read Bechodesh HaShlishi, and we're maftir b'merkava d'yecheskel. And on the second day, we read Shiva Shavuos, and we're maftir b'chabakuk. But Rosh Hashanah b'chodesh Hashvi'i. On Rosh Hashanah we read Chodesh Hashvi'i, which is the parsha of Karbanos Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, u'maftirin havein yakir li'afrayim. And we're maftir havein yakir li'afrayim, because the pasuk continues rachem rachamenu nu'um Hashem. We talk about rachem shemayim. We talk about the rachmanus that our Kodesh Baruch Hu shows us. So that's an appropriate, a totally appropriate thing to talk about on Rosh Hashanah. V'yeshomer, and some say on Rosh Hashanah we talk about Hashem pakad esara, that we read about Hashem remembering Sarah and giving her a child, because it was on Rosh Hashanah that Sarah was remembered. U'maftirin bechana, and then the maftir is the same inyan. It's about Chana, who is also nifkad in Rosh Hashanah. V'inna dika. Now that we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKamah Ki Yeshomim, the first day we do Vashem Pakar Asara and we're Maftir B'chana, and the Machar, the second day, Velukim Nisas Avram, we're Maftir in Havin Yakir. We read Velukim Nisas Avram, we read about Akedas Yitzchak, and we're Maftir Havin Yakir. Because Akedas Yitzchak is, we want to recall the Zuchus of Akedas Yitzchak, Dafkan Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that's why we blow Shofar Shalayil. There's a lot of recalling the Zuchus of Akedas Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. B'yom HaKippurim Korin Achremos. In Yom Kippur, we read Achremos again, because that includes the Seder Ayom, the Avodas Ayom, Umaftirin, Kiko Amar Ram Venisa, and then Ubamincha, and Mincha of Yom Kippurim Karim Ba'arayos. We read the parsha of Arayos. You'll think, well, on Yom Kippur, we have to read about Arayos. Who's thinking about Arayos on Yom Kippurim? Nah, Arayos is a very common Avera, and it's something that people have a tremendous Yetzer Hara for, and therefore, if there's something that we're going to focus on to do tshuva on, it is a very high likelihood that it will resonate with a lot of people when we read about Arayos. Umaftirin biyona. And then we're maftir in Yona, because over there it talks about Anshei Nineveh doing tshuva shlema and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mekabel their tshuva. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains why it is that we read Dafka from Yona, because it's a theme of tshuva. It's a theme that the Anshei Nineveh did tshuva and Hashem was willing to accept their tshuva. But it's more than that. In the Mishnah Berurah he also explains is because a lot of times a person thinks that he's not going to be able to behave properly, and therefore he'll behave however he behaves, and then eventually he'll die and it'll be over, and he'll suffer whatever those consequences are, loss of love. But you know, he's going to die and then his life will be over. But it's a mistake, because a person, at the end of the day, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your nefesh to be misakein, it's going to have to be misakein. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to accomplish, you're going to have to accomplish, whether it be in this lifetime or in the next lifetime, Mishnah Berurah points out. That's why that same neshama will keep on being sent down to Olam Hazeh, and Bal Korcho, it's going to have to be misakein. So why go through the amela, the difficulty of dying and being sovel chibut hakever and all the other tzaros just to come back another time? Meaning the impression that you get is that while Gilgul is something that happens, it's not something that the neshama enjoys particularly. That there's a tzara called chibut hakever. It's not something that the neshama wants to keep on going through. And the raya to that idea that there's no escaping, that the raya is from Yonah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Yonah to be to deliver a nevuah, he refused to deliver the nevuah. And look at the series of miracles that had to happen just for Yaakov Shmark. So you're not getting away with this one. There's no getting away from it. You may be in the depths of the sea, which represents the kever. You may be inside the belly of the fish. You may be dead already and finished. You're going to come back, and you're going to have to go and deliver that message, because that's what Yaakov Shmark wants you to deliver. Rav Shachter often points out that the Gaonim have a machlokas whether there's such a thing called Gilgul. It seems that Klal Yisrael has accepted that there is such a thing called the Gilgul, that we come back, that a person has the might come back several times. But it's not like an Ikar Emunah. It's not something that everybody, I think, I always forget whether it's Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Maritz Chayis in one of the Gemaras, where the Gemara says that a person, the Gemara says matter-of-factly, that a person enters this world below Chet, that the Gemara makes a comparison, just like a person enters the world below Chet, so too he should leave the world without Chet. What does it mean? He enters the world of Lochet. So he says, Mikan tshuva to balei Gilgul. This is a raya against those who think that there's such a thing called Gilgul. What? The Rashash? It was Rashash. Okay. So there's it was neither the Yaakov Emden nor Maritz. Okay. So the Rashash. Mikan tshuva to balei Gilgul. This is a response to those who believe in Gilgul. So, but it seems that the widely accepted belief is that there is Gilgul. So anyway, and certainly that's how the Mishnah Berurah explains Yonah. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what we're about to say now is a shift of topics. We're no longer going to talk about what parsha to read of Kriyas HaTorah. But since we just mentioned Kicho Amar Ram Venisa, we just spoke about the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to say a little something about how we talk about the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Kol Makom Shatamotzei Gvurasu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atamotzei Anvasnuso. Wherever you find the discussion of the Gvura of Hashem, you also find the Anivus. Dover Zeh Kosem HaTorah V'Shani B'Neviim Mushlush B'Ksuvim. This is a theme that's highlighted in Torah, in Neviim, and Ksuvim. Kosem HaTorah Ki Hashem Elokeichem Elokei Elokim V'Adonai Adonim. And it says Hakel HaGodol HaGibor V'Anora. It doesn't quote that part of the pasuk, but it goes on to say that. So that's the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ksiv Basrei. And then the pasuk says after that, Osa Mishpat Yasam Va'almana. What's this Kel Godol Gibor V'Nora doing? He's doing Mishpat Yasam Va'almana. He's taking care of people who are struggling. Shana bin Neviim, and it's the theme is again mentioned in the Neviim. Ko Amar Ram V'Nisa Shochein Ad V'Kadosh Uksiv Basrei Bez Daku Shval Ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of the people who are poor and lowly. Mishulish B'Ksuvim, and then it comes up in Ksuvim. The Ksiv Solu L'Rochiv Ba'Ravos B'Kashmo Uksiv Basrei Avi Yisomim V'Dayin Almanos. He's the father of the orphans. He's the Dayan Almanos. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Korban Parshas Ma'ados. Now back to Kriyas HaTorah. On the first day of Sukkot, we read the Parshas Ma'ados Shel Betoras Kohanim. Umaftirin Hinei Yom Ba LaHashem. And we're maftir in the Navi, that talks about V'olam Yidei Shana B'Shana L'Shachs Melech Hashem Tzvakos L'Lachug Es Chag HaSukkos. So the Navi talks about going to celebrate Chag HaSukkos. V'inna, now in Chutzlar, it's Dika Treyomi that we have, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, L'machar Mikra Hachinami Karinan. The second day we read the same thing we read the first day, the Parsha of Ma'adah, so we read the first day, but Afturei Ma'am Aftiren, but what, we changed Afturei, what do we read? V'yikalu El HaMelech Shlomo. So over there it talks about the Chanukas Habayis that was on Chag HaSukkos, that Shlomo HaMelech had made. When Shlomo HaMelech concluded the Beis HaMikdash, and he was mechanichid on the 8th day of Tishrei, so he made 7 days of a chinuch Beis HaMikdash. They skipped Yom Kippur that year. And then after the 7 days were over, on the first day of Sukkot, they celebrated Chag HaSukkot for 7 days in Yerushalayim. And then on the Shemini of Sukkot, they all went back, they all went back home. So Sharkol Yimas HaChag, Korim B'Karbanos HaChag, all the other days of the Yom Tov, we read the Karbanos that they brought on that day, meaning we're maftir with the Bechamisha Asur Yom Lechodesh Hashvi on the first day, and then the second day be Yom Hasheni, and we continue reading in that order. Yom Tov HaAchron, and then on Shmini Atzeres, Korin Kol HaBachar, we read Kol HaBachar, which it starts with Kol HaBachar, but it goes into the Kriya of all the Moados. The reason we start all the way back by Kol HaBachar is because if you were to start by all the Moados, there are only 17 psukim that describe the Moados, and you need five Aliyos, so you're not going to be able to get the right number of psukim, because you can only divide it into the way it's arranged with the parshios. If you follow all the rules of not stopping within three psukim at the beginning and the end of the parsha, you're only going to be able to get four aliyos out of it. And there are mitzvos v'chukim u'b'char. And in that parsha, you have mitzvos chukim and b'char. Rashi writes that we read back from aser to aser, because it says uval levi kein lochelik v'nachli mach v'ager v'ayosma man l'shem b'sherecha v'achlu v'saveyu. So in that parsha, you have mitzvos v'chukim, many mitzvos and chukim that relate to the chag that happen at the zman osif, at the time of the gathering of the grain, where the aniyim have to gather food into their homes. So you have, plus you have the mitzvah of Maaser Ani and the mitzvah of Nasan Titein and Pesach Tiftach and Hanek Tanik for the Avid Ivri. All of these mitzvahs that involve tzedakah, that involve taking care of aniyim, so it makes sense to read that around that time of the year. Umaftirin vayikach chal Shlomo, and we're maftir that when Shlomo HaMelech concludes the building of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's on Shmini Atzeres, where Shlomo HaMelech sent everyone back home after they built the Beis HaMikdash. They were mechanic based mitzvah, and they celebrated Sukkot together. So in Shmini Atzeres, that's when everyone went back home. Lamachar, and on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, what we call Simchas Torah, Korin Vizos Habracha, we read Vizos Habracha. And maftir in Vayamud Shlomo, and we're maftir with Vayamud Shlomo because he was mispal for all of Klal Yisrael. So we mentioned on that day, which is the end of the series of the Moados. So we want to say a bracha for all of Klal Yisrael. Amrav and Amrav, Shabbos Chalios b'Chol Shlomoed, Shabbos Chalamoed, Bein b'Pesach Bein b'Sukkos, Mikra Karinan Re'eata. We read Re'eata because it mentions Shabbos, Sheis Yom Tav V'Yom Hashvi'i Tishbos, and it mentions Shalosh Regalim. Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Chag HaAsif Tekufas Hashana, and it talks about Dinam of Chol HaMoed, because it says it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yamim, so Chol HaMoed is included in the Shivas Yamim. So that's why it's a perfect Kriyas HaTorah to have for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Afturi BaPesach HaTzamos HaYaveshos, we're mafter in the Navi on Pesach with HaTzamos HaYaveshos, the dry bones of Yecheskel, UBasukos Biyom Bo Gog, and on Sukkos we read about Gog U'Magog, the Melchamas Gog U'Magog at the end of days. B'Chanukah B'Nesiyim, on Chanukah we read the Karbonos of the Nesiyim that they brought at the Chanukah Samizbeach, Maftirin B'Neros de Zechariah, and we're maftir with the Neros of Zechariah. And Zechariah had a Navi, a Nevua about this man of Bayesheni that he saw in a dream, and he saw V'Yinei Menorah Zav Kula V'Gula Al Rosh V'Shiva Nerosel Ala Shiva, so he saw a menorah. So that's why it's appropriate for Chanukah we talk about the Neros of Zechariah, even though Shlomo HaMelech also had a Nevuah about the Neros, and it was prior to the Neros of Zechariah, but Zechariah was misnaveh about Bayesheni, and Chanukah was a Bayesheni related Yom Tov, so therefore it makes more sense to read about the Neros of Zechariah. The Meklai Shtei Shabbos, and if it happens to be that there are two Shabbos Chanukahs, then Kamais of Neros is Zechariah, but Sreis of Neros Shlomo, then we give the Neros Shlomo a chance. Then we'll read from the Neros Shlomo as well. But Purim Vayava Amalek, and Purim we read Vayava Amalek, Rosh Chodesh Chadashim Ubrosh Chad Shechem, and Rosh Chodesh Brosh Chad Shechem, Rosh Chodesh Chalius B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Maftirin Vayimi De Chodesh B'Chadsho, where Maftir Vayimi De Chodesh B'Chadsho, Chalius Bechel B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, May Etzmal on Shabbos, Maftirin Vayomel Yonas on Machr Chodesh. We read Machr Chodesh. Am Rav Huna, so Rav Huna writes, even though every Rosh Chodesh has Chal B'Shabbos, we're Maftir Vayimi De Chodesh B'Chadsho, Rosh Chodesh Av Chalius B'Shabbos, Maftirin Chad Shechem Mo'adechem, son of Nafshi, Hayu Alay L'Torach, because that talks about Puranas. So the Gemara now explains that pasuk. My Hayu Alay L'Torach, what tircha is there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Moadim of Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara explains that Chachecha Moadechem means the Chagim that Yeravam had established, that Yeravam had come up with on his own. So that's what the pasuk is saying, that those Chagim were a Torach. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lodayim L'Yisrael Shecholtim L'Fanai. Bad enough they do Averos, El Shematrich Losi Leda is Gzeru Kashi Kasha Avi Aleim. They're going to be Matriach me that I have to figure out what type of Gzeru Kasha I'm going to bring against them. Petishbav Gufei Maim of Terinan. What's the Maftir of Tishbav? Amrav Eicha Yisal Lezona Mikra Mai. And what's the Kriya of Tishbav? Tanya Achirim Omrim Los Yishmuli the Klalus of Parshat Bukhosai Rabbi Nosmer Yosef Omer Ad Ani Yinatsuniya Amazeh in Parshat Meraglim V'yesh Omer Ad Masai Le'eda Hara Azos, which is also Parshat Meraglim. Amr Abayah Inna No Galma L'mikri Kisol L'banim Maftir Nasof HaSifim. That nowadays we read Kisol L'banim and we're Maftir Nasof HaSifim. So we will stop there, okay? And tomorrow I will not be here. Alicia will pick up from there tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and finish the Masechta. I will be back on Monday morning, Be'ez Hashem. I thank Alicia in advance for covering the daf.